this.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A stormy morning. I've been up for a while. I didn't really hear the thunder and see the lightning until I left the house. And then I could see it up in the clouds. But it is pretty dark out there. I was watching the lightning firing off. Within the clouds, I didn't see any ground strikes. It was all, branching out toward the ground. It was all cloud-to-cloud lightning. I wish I knew the meteorological term for it. I used to know some of that weather stuff. I learned it in school. You know, I knew the difference between stratus clouds and cumulonimbus clouds and thunderhead clouds. And, like, now, I don't really retain any of it. I just let Ceci Del Carmen or Phil Devitt tell me what the weather is. But the clouds seem to be out over the east now, so I think it might be rolling on away. By the time you leave the house, hopefully no more rain, then it's going to be a nice day after that. So we have a lot that we can discuss today. We can take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. We can take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But there was an interesting story that came down yesterday. We've been talking a lot about grocery prices. We've been talking a lot about what people are paying for some of the staple items. And also, we didn't get too much into this, but it was, a few callers had mentioned it and we had it on the news. Elizabeth Warren and others had been accusing Stop and Shop of price gouging. And basically saying that, one of the complaints about the store is that in more affluent areas, they're charging more money for certain products. The prices are not uniform across the chain. And anybody that's ever shopped at Stop and Shop can attest to that. But the thing that I found interesting is, well, first of all, I would expect not so much that things are more expensive in economically stronger communities, but that prices are lower in economically depressed communities. So the Fairhaven Stop and Shop, for example, I would not be surprised if it charged more for an item than, say, the Rockdale Ave Stop and Shop in the South End. The Fairhaven one is where people from Mattapoisett and Rochester and Marion shop. Some Marion people might go to Shaw's and Wareham, but, you're pulling in from a different economic base than, say, Rockdale Avenue or Kings Highway. So I guess, although Kings Highway is probably pulling from the north end of New Bedford more than anything, but you get what I'm saying, right? You would expect that in certain areas, prices would be a little bit lower because people can afford less. But they were accused of price gouging. Now, Stop and Shop denied the practice, but also we got a press release yesterday that's an announcement that says that they are lowering prices. Now, the press release that came out was focused on Rhode Island. And that's for a particular reason that we'll get into in a moment. But I confirmed with Stop and Shop yesterday that the price changes will also be happening in Massachusetts. The difference is the rollout is going to be a little bit slower in Massachusetts because of some other factors. But that they're going to be doing the same things that they're doing in Rhode Island. They announced for Rhode Island. They're going to be doing in all of their stores, I think. But certainly here in Massachusetts. And let me just give you, because they put some examples in the press release. So let me give you some of their staple items that they are saying, talking about the price lowering on. And then you can decide if this is a good thing. In Rhode Island, where they have 25 stores, they have announced that they will have, on average, about 3,500 items in each store that will experience a price decrease. This is what they call everyday pricing. Everyday pricing is what their regular price is, not their sale price. They use that in their circulars to attract people like, this is our everyday price. This isn't a sale. You don't have to run right down and get it. It's always here at this price. So that's the kind of pricing we're talking about here. This is not a sale. This will be the regular prices. So a package of a boneless chicken breast value pack, which I think that's the family pack, was $3.99 a pound, will now be $2.79 a pound, a 30% decrease. Haas avocados. I don't know. The print is small on the release. I should have printed it out instead of just looking at my screen. Now $1.66 each, will be $1.25 each, 25% discount. 8-ounce package of Kraft shredded cheese, currently $4.29, will go down to $3.49, a 19% decrease. 6-ounce Yoplait yogurts, currently $1 each, will go down to 89 cents each, 11% decrease. An 8-ounce bag of Lay's potato chips, currently $4.99. That'll go down to $3.49, a 30% discount. Green Mountain coffee cups, the K-cups rather, 10 to 12 count, $10.99 currently, will go down to $8.99. That's 18% drop. 16 ounces, 1 pound of Land O'Lakes butter is currently $7.39. That'll go down to $6.29, a 15% drop. Stop and Shop brand pasta, a 16-ounce package, currently $1.39, will go down to $1.19, 14% drop. And Stop and Shop brand apple juice, 64 ounces, currently $2.49, will go down to $1.99, 20% drop. Now you're hearing these numbers and you're saying, well, big deal, right? You went down 50 cents on apple juice. You went down 75 cents on butter, whatever it may be. Well, but when you're doing that with each item that you're buying, and again, these are just some examples. These aren't the only items. And if those are the items they picked, I'm sure there's a lot others where the percentage drop is a lot smaller. But they're basically saying, we acknowledge that we need to lower these prices. Now, again, they were accused of price gouging by Elizabeth Warren and others. They've also been closing stores with more potential closings on the horizon. They're also suffering negative publicity and consumer apathy toward their brand because of one other decision that they made. That was in 2023. To start charging for brown paper bags. If you bring in your own bag, your own reusable bag, actually you can bring in your own paper or plastic bag too. It doesn't matter. You bring in your own bag, you're obviously not paying anything. You can also buy reusable bags at Stop and Shop for 99 cents. That are pretty decent bags. But if you needed to use one of their brown paper bags, if you forgot to bring your bag and you didn't want to buy a 99 cent reusable bag, then you had to pay 10 cents for every brown paper bag you used. And like self-checkout asks you how many you used. And they expect you to be honest about it. And people were upset about having to pay 10 cents a bag. I go to Market Basket. They don't charge me for the bag and their prices are cheaper. Might have to wait in line a little longer. Might be a little hard to maneuver my cart around the store. Not going to be able to use, you know, I'm not going to have my rewards points. But I can save money overall. I'll just go to Market Basket instead. And so that, you know, it's just one example, has led, I believe, in a decrease of people frequenting Stop and Shop. So in Rhode Island, they are eliminating the 10-cent charge for paper bags. If you shop in Rhode Island and you get brown paper bags at Stop and Shop, you no longer have to pay 10 cents each. And I know that sounds like such a minuscule thing. There are people who are going to go to Rhode Island to buy their groceries now at Stop and Shop to avoid paying 10 cents. They're going to spend $6 in gas to go to Bristol, Rhode Island and back. I don't know if there's a Stop and Shop in Bristol, but you know what I mean. They're going to pay gas money to go there to save the 10 cents on the bag for the principle of the thing. So one of my questions to Stop and Shop was, why only Rhode Island will you be eliminating the bag fee in Massachusetts as well? And Stephanie Cuno, the spokesperson for Stop and Shop, said, we can confirm Stop and Shop is also looking to eliminate the 10-cent bag fee in Massachusetts, but the rollout is going to take a bit longer, given that in Massachusetts there are some local ordinances that require us to charge for paper. We'll keep you posted as soon as it's official in Massachusetts as well. So they've got to navigate that a little bit first. I don't think it's that hard to navigate Stop and Shop. How about you just pay the 10 cents in the communities where you have to pay for the paper bags, where you have to charge for the paper bags? You just pay that on behalf of the customer. Seeing as how for the past year and a half, you've made the customer pay 10 cents each for the bags. And again, it's a small thing, but it's a big deal to a lot of people. Customers who stuck with Stop and Shop for decades and felt betrayed by this decision. Like, really, Stop and Shop? You're that cheap? That you've got to pass on the cost of the paper bag to us? When no other market does that? When I've been coming here for years, years as a loyal customer. You're basically charging me extra to carry out the product that I bought from your store, that I chose to go to your store when I could have gone to another supermarket. And all I need is a receptacle for carrying that item from your store to my car, from my car to my home. And you're going to charge me 10 cents for that? It wasn't so much about having to pay the dime. It was about having to pay the dime. And so I think you'll find that this might actually win them back customers. And so I would advocate for, I don't know how many communities they're required to charge for paper. I can't imagine it's many. And I got this, I sent this request out yesterday afternoon. I didn't get an answer till after 6 p.m. last night. So I didn't follow up. I was actually out doing something and I wrote the story when I came home. So I didn't have a chance to follow up. But the question I would ask would be, what communities and how much? Because I would just eat that cost and I would make a big deal out of it. I would. I would put out a press release. I would put out a video on social media. I would be like, let's just say, for example, it's Middleborough is one of those communities. I don't know that it is. It probably isn't. But let's just say that it is. I would make a video that's like, hey, Middleborough, Stop and Shop here. we've decided that we're going to do away with our 10-cent charge in Massachusetts because we listen to you, the consumer. However, your town of Middleborough does require us to charge for paper bags. So what we're going to do is to show you how grateful we are that you are customers. We are going to pay for your bags. We are going to eat that cost because that's what you mean to us as customers. The profit margin for them on everything that's in that brown paper bag will more than, because do you really think it costs them 10 cents a bag? So I think this is supposed to be a nominal fee that's more symbolic than anything else to encourage people to use reusable bags. But you shouldn't penalize somebody because they have to use your bag to carry out the product that you bought. I try to use my reusable bag all the time, especially if I'm walking from here over there. So much easier than carrying a brown paper bag. But if I forget to bring one and I'm just going over there and getting a couple of things, just going over to get my coffee creamer and maybe a sandwich for lunch. But you know what? I'm also going to get some more granola bars because I'm out of those. And I'm also going to get this. I'm also going to get that. You know what? I'm going to bring back these day-old donuts for everybody at the studio. I guess I do need a bag. Once the bag leaves the store, it's not Stop and Shop's problem anymore. It's up to the consumer to recycle it. So I don't know. I just think the whole thing could be handled differently. But we'll see. We'll see what they decide with this Massachusetts rule because, as they said, they definitely do want to eliminate the bag fees in Massachusetts. They're also putting in these things called savings kiosks. And what these kiosks are is if you are a Go loyalty member, you know, you have the Go rewards, basically if you have the Stop and Shop card. When you go there, you check in with that thing, you just scan it or enter in your phone number, and it will print out any coupons that you have available that you want, and it will also activate any deals for you based on, it'll activate special deals for you based on your shopping preferences. So you know how when you go to the register, you cash out and you get your receipt, but then it also spits out those coupons for you to use next time based on what you bought in the past? Oh, I see. He likes Dole pineapples. Here's 10 cents off a can of Dole pineapples. And you put it in the bag and you say, oh, great, I'm going to use this next time I buy Dole pineapples. And then you throw it away and you forget about it. You recycle it in the bag because you don't think to take it out. Now I guess it's going to be activating those coupons for you right then and there. So your Stop and Shop rewards card and your Stop and Shop app are going to be very vital toward the savings going forward. What do you think? 508-996-0500. Are you a Stop and Shop shopper? Can be a little tongue twisting. Who left because of the prices? Maybe who left because of the bags? Will this get you to go back and give it another shot? At the very least, I think you'll get some curious people that are going to say, gee, I wonder if I will save money if I go there. And will other retailers follow suit? Will other retailers say, instead of just waiting for the economy to change, we have to make a change ourselves? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Later on, we will have your first Money Talks cash code of the day coming up at 8 a.m. And then one every hour between now and 5, well, through the 5 p.m. hour. That'll be 10 chances for you to enter to win $30,000. There's also a $100 winner each hour. That could be you, but each code is also going to get you the entry into that $30,000 grand prize. And just as a point of clarification, because people ask, if you do win the $100 prize, you are not eligible to win the $30,000 grand prize. But hey, wouldn't a guaranteed 100 bucks be better than the shot at 30 grand, right? Think of how many Stop and Shop bags that could buy you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, by the way, that's brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth and now in Fairhaven, where you can download the Mirasol's app to have it all ready when you get there. And in Fairhaven, you can download the Mirasol's app, have it all ready when you get there through their drive-thru. All right, we will take a break. We will be right back. Link there for the WBSM app, and it will send it right to the email that you use on your device. So check it out. Put it on your phone, put it on your tablet, put it on any device you might want to use to listen to WBSM, wherever you are, in crystal clear FM quality sound. That's exactly how you're going to hear Phil Devitt right now, giving you all the top stories of the day.
Florida braces for mighty Hurricane Milton. Trump denies post-presidency phone calls with Putin and the richest female musician in the world. Any guesses?
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
FEMA's Response and Recovery Acting Director Keith Turry is warning Florida residents to take Hurricane Milton seriously.
Unfortunately, there are always folks that don't take those orders seriously. And unfortunately, in almost every one of these storms, we do see loss of life.
Speaking on Fox News Tuesday, Turry spoke about making sure to leave the area before it was too late. Milton is expected to remain a major hurricane and expand in size as it nears Florida's west coast. The center of the storm expected to make landfall on Thursday night. Residents in the danger zone are urged to finish making preparations and evacuate if ordered. Floridians are traveling north. This man who stopped in Savannah, Georgia, says it's his first time evacuating for a hurricane.
Right now, I think the hardest part is going to be the not knowing. Normally, we're there, so we see what's happening. We see damage that's happened. Last time, we were able to help some neighbors that had trees that had fallen down, fences that had fallen down.
Milton has fluctuated between a Category 4 and 5 storm as it moves closer to the west coast of Florida. National Weather Service describing it as a historic storm, as it could be the worst one to hit Tampa in more than 100 years. Former President Trump's campaign is denying claims he made multiple phone calls with Russia's Vladimir Putin since leaving office in January of 2021. The allegations are in Watergate journalist Bob Woodward's new book, War, slated to release next week. The Trump campaign spokesperson says the story is false and added that Trump did not give Woodward access for his latest book, as he had for his previous books. Zillow now includes climate risk data. Timmy Trujillo with the details.
It's there for every property listed for sale on the real estate marketplace. The company's teamed up with climate risk firm First Street to include the effects of climate change into its risk scores. The move comes as North Carolina starts on the road to recovery after the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Helene, with most property owners there not having flood insurance. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Actress Jenna Fisher is sharing her breast cancer diagnosis on social media. Brian Shook has more.
The Office star posted her story on Instagram for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She was diagnosed last December with stage 1 triple positive breast cancer and is cancer-free after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Fisher wrote in her caption, "I wanted a photo of myself in my patchy pixie, looking happy and healthy to go along with this news." She encouraged others not to miss their routine mammograms. I'm Brian Shook.
And Taylor Swift is claiming the top spot as the richest female musician in the world, surpassing Rihanna. According to Forbes, Swift's net worth is $1.6 billion. That's ahead of Rihanna's $1.4 billion. Swift's rise mostly comes from her Eras tour, which brought in over $2 billion earlier this year.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers 6-4. Home game with the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday. Celtics host the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday. And the Patriots host the Houston Texans on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunshine all day today. A chilly start, but seasonable high temperatures hovering around 65 degrees come the afternoon. Another cool morning on Thursday, topping out only in the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies. Friday, we're flirting with a low in the 30s for the first time this season. Sunshine all weekend, with the next chance of showers on Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Sea Streak Sunset Cruise. Take in the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at seastreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I mean, that's me, right? I'm your freak in the morning. Not the kind of freak Adina Howard was talking about, though. More like the we'll spend 25 minutes talking about puckwudgies in the middle of morning drive kind of freak. But that's what you all tune in for, right? You want to see how weird I can get with it all. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You know, every once in a while, too, sayings become popular that I'm like, oh, everybody's saying that. Why is that so popular now? I don't get it. When did that become popular? And then you realize that it's actually been something that's been used for a long time. So I've heard that phrase a lot lately. I've got that dog in me. Or he has that dog in him, you know, especially because Pat McAfee would say it quite a bit on wrestling. On WWE. So I'm like, this is a new thing that people are saying this. And then I was recently listening to a 90s hip hop throwback channel, and I heard that song, and I heard her say, because it's all about that dog in me. And I'm like, this song's from 1996. That saying's been around since then, and it took me this long to zero in on it. I mean, I've heard it before, but I've never really heard it like used popularly. But I guess it has been a thing. I'm trying to think of some other ones. There's some other phrases that I've heard recently that I was like, I didn't realize that goes all the way back to that until I heard it in a song. And I was like, oh, you know, everything old becomes new again. Everything becomes recycled. So I want to hear from Stop and Shop customers, or should I say former Stop and Shop customers, who stopped going to Stop and Shop because of the 30-cent bags, the 10-cent bags, rather. I want to know who stopped going there because of it. And if they eliminate it, would you go back? Because I think that the price discrepancies certainly matter to some people. And by discrepancies, I should say differences, the price differences between shopping at Stop and Shop, say, and Market Basket. Is it worth for you to pay a few more dollars in your grocery bill if it's an easier shopping experience? Don't get me wrong. I love going to Market Basket. Probably go there once or twice a week. I could also eliminate frequent trips to the supermarket by buying more food at once. But I don't plan. Instead, especially now, because now there are just days that I don't want to eat anything. Like last night, I was thinking, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? And I was getting ready to go to the supermarket to get something. And then I was like, you know what? I have leftovers in the fridge from like the last three meals that I had. I'm just going to force myself to go home and eat leftovers. And then I realized on top of that, oh, wait, I still have the other half of the sandwich I had for lunch. ate that, and that was fine. That was enough. So it's still difficult for me to plan. I don't have my head wrapped around that part yet. Been difficult adjusting myself to smaller portions and less desire to eat. I brought in the pizza that I got at Trading Post Lounge over the weekend because I had a slice on Saturday night when I got it. I enjoyed it. And I said, okay, well, now Tuesday when I come home from Eddie Izzard, Sunday rather, when I come home from Eddie Izzard, I can have that for dinner before I go to bed. Or I can have it, you know, Monday afternoon for lunch when I go to work. And just the thought of eating it is like, oh, no, I just had a pizza, but I had one slice of pizza. It's bar pizza anyway. It's not even like a full slice of pizza. But that's just how this Mangiaro affects you. Anyway, I can't plan ahead grocery shopping, so I'm going to go to the grocery store frequently. Normally when I go over to buy my creamer, I buy two. Last week I only bought one. I forget why. Oh, it's because I had to go into Ace Hardware too, and I was like, I don't want to carry a whole bag in or carry two creamers, and I'll just bring this one item in. I was buying a light bulb, so I wanted to get that last. And then I could have brought my reusable bag, but I forgot. I have them in my car. I have them in my office, but I forgot, as I think most people do, unless they are firmly entrenched and that's how they shop. So they end up paying the 10 cents for the brown paper bag if they need a bag. I will also say I have trained myself now at Walmart in Fairhaven not to take a bag if I don't need one. Because those thick plastic bags are kind of a pain. I'm not using them for anything. I'm trying to use them for my trash in my bathroom, like I used to use the old thin bags. It's a struggle. But I use that for, you know, bringing food into work, bringing a lunch in. Instead of having a lunch bag that I got to worry about bringing home and rinsing out and all that, I just put it in one of those bags. But I've learned I have way more of those than I'm ever going to need, and they don't store as easily as those thin bags where I could just shove 5,000 of them into one other bag and hang them up in the kitchen. So what I do is, if it's something I can carry out, I just do. But if I was starting to get charged 10 cents for each one of those bags at Walmart, forget it. I would never use the bag. I'd bring in my own reusable bag, and I would never use one of those bags. Because at least the brown paper bags, I can fold them up easily and put them in the recycling bin. And they're not as clunky as the thick plastic bags are. But I know there are people who turned away from Stop and Shop probably after decades of shopping there because, not because they didn't want to pay the 10 cents, because they were insulted that they had to pay the 10 cents. And I think Stop and Shop realized that. Either they realized that that's a problem, or they said, how can we lower prices? I know one thing we can do that would be a good PR move is to get rid of that 10 cents for the bags. So they're doing it in Rhode Island. They plan on doing it in Massachusetts, but there's a hang up because local communities make them charge for paper. You know what? Local communities, overturn that. And I'm not saying that I don't believe Stop and Shop. I just don't know the ins and outs of those ordinances, those requirements, whatever it may be. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here, and we will be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat. Open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Still, too, taking entries at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for our Mariah Carey contest. That's right. The Queen of Christmas is coming to TD Garden on Thursday, December 5th. She's going to be performing all of your holiday favorites. You know she's going to be performing All I Want for Christmas Is You. And also, she's going to be performing some of her other hits as well. You know, some of the Mariah classics that you would expect to hear when you see her in concert. Now, I'm a bit of a Mariah purist. I do like a lot of her later stuff. But I remember when I first fell in love with Mariah Carey. It was the video for Someday. That and Emotions will always be my two favorite Mariah Carey songs. I remember seeing that video for Someday and being like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Oh, and she has the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. And I was smitten then. And then I remember listening to Emotions for the first time on the bus in seventh grade and hearing the high notes in that song and saying, how do you do that? And I've been a fan ever since. And if you are a fan as well, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. It is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and the home of the Rackhouse Club, where whiskey and bourbon fans can sign up and get a special bottle every month selected just for you, and also other little neat gifts as well, and 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon purchases all the time. And speaking of Christmas, it's pretty exciting that right around the corner, we are just weeks away from the beginning of Edaville's beloved Christmas Festival of Lights. You can experience one of New England's oldest Christmas traditions beginning November 8th. You know what happens during the Holiday Festival of Lights. Thousands of lights all over the park, as well as their Christmas market, the steam train, vintage amusement rides, visits with Santa, shopping from local businesses and crafters, and of course, all the great food around the park as well. You can start getting your tickets now for as low as $12.95 a person. They have that tiered pricing they've been doing now for a couple of years. Works out really great. You just want to walk around the park and see the lights? $12.95. You want to add on the train ride? A few dollars more. You want to add on the amusement rides? A few dollars more. So that way there you can customize your Edaville experience. Find out all about it and get your tickets, because they will sell out fast, at Edaville.com. All right, let's go now to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
How's it going?
When that first came out with a 10 cents per paper bag,
mm-hmm.
I went to cash out and I asked the cashier, why all of a sudden now we're paying for paper bags? And she said, well, the state's going to make all the supermarket companies charge you 10 cents. And I didn't buy it. I went to another store and I asked the manager about the paper bags, and she laughed. She said, no, that's not true. So I only go there if there's a good special on an item. Other than that, I don't go there, you know.
Well, if they're
not paying, at least if I go to Price Right, I get a plastic bag that I can reuse. And I know that they don't give up bags. You mm-hmm. have to buy a bag.
So,
and their prices are cheaper.
So
you know?
Stop and Shop is lowering the prices on a lot of items. Will you go in there and just kind of give it a look around and see what it is? Well, see what they have?
Well, I'll look around. I mean, if I can get a better deal in Market Basket, then I'll go there. I'm going to shop Price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I go there, even on a Saturday every so often, there's hardly nobody there. I just see Mr. Robot going up and down the aisles.
Yeah. You know, I did that when I was a kid. Well, my family did that when I was a kid. They would shop by price. So they would go to some stores for some things and go to other stores for other things. And then you had everything you needed.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's exactly what I do.
Well,
but I'm not going to go out of my way to go there. And I refuse to pay for a paper bag. And when I go there, let's say I forget my paper bag, I usually leave it in the trunk of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it in the put it in my carriage. And I hold a receipt in my hand so they don't think I just stole it. And I bag it inside the trunk of my car. like I would do at Price Right.
Sure. Yeah, well, hopefully they do away with this bag thing. They are going to let us know as soon as they do, and I got a feeling it's going to be sooner rather than later, because how can you tell Rhode Island you're doing it and tell Massachusetts, yeah, screw you guys, you got to wait.
Right, that's why a lot of people, I think the paper bag thing is why a lot of people, too, don't go. And it's like you said, it makes you wonder, are they collecting all this money from the paper bags so they can buy inventory?
Could very well be.
Are they that type of money? I know they're closing stores, but it makes you wonder.
Or are they charging you 10 cents a bag to try to get you to buy that 99-cent bag instead, and then they just made, you know, an extra 90 cents off you?
Right. And that thing about the kiosk, when you come into the store, what are you going to have, a long line of 20 or 30 people waiting to get their coupons?
I think
it doesn't make any sense.
I think it'll be a wall of them, kind of like, I think it'll kind of be similar to where they have those self scanners. I think it'll be something probably along the lines of that. I don't think it's just going to be one, because you're right, that'd be too big of a line.
Right. Just lower the prices, you know, and forget about these gimmicks. That's all we want as a consumer. You know, we want to get in there, you know, do your shopping, know where this stuff is, pay a reasonable price, and, you know, put in your car and go home.
If you're spending too much as a company on bags that you can't give them free to the customers, sell the robots. The robot doesn't do anything anyway.
I'm wondering if those robots are counting the number of customers that have left the store.
They actually show up at your... If you stop going there, they'll show up at your house. All right, you have a good day. Yeah, if you don't go to Stop and Shop, Marty shows up at your house outside your window. And he just beeps until you agree to go back. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a moment.